Hey everybody, Jeff Thompson, Friendly Freely, Minnesota, and the weather in Minnesota is warming up. We got it up near 45, 48, maybe even hit the 50 degree mark today. That means a lot of snow will be melting, and the trouble with that is when you got snow up on top of your roof, it starts melting and coming down, but then you have the eaves, that 2.5 feet that stick out the outside of your house, all the way around where the gutters are, just like a brim on your hat, you know, like a baseball cap. If you had snow on your hat, the warmth of your head's going to melt it. The snow on the brim has cold all the way around it. It's going to freeze up right there. Then it's going to dam up the water, that melting down. We got to watch that in Minnesota. We have roof rakes, about 10, 15 foot poles with a scraper on it. And you pull the snow down on that edge just so you don't get that buildup. That's a preventative thing. You don't want to have to put salt up on your roof material, your substrate, your asphalt shingles. You don't want to do that. But if you're going to get ice dams and it backs up, you better do something like that. What we do is we put salt pellets inside a nylon, and then we lay them like a snake, go up about 3 feet and have it come down. So that'll melt a channel for the water to escape. I don't have that problem because I have good vents in my eaves, and the vents on the top of the roof allow cold air to be drawn through the attic area, which keeps the roof cold and it doesn't warm up. And then I have R49, about 22 inches of insulation blown into my attic. And then those vents on the eaves have chutes, little styrofoam chutes, look like egg cartons in a sense, that prevent the insulation from blocking that airflow. And then there's vents on top of the roof so the air, when the air blows by the house, it draws air from the outside the house. Then inside my house, all the lights, everything is all sealed up, so no air is being drawn. No air that I've already heated is being drawn up into the attic, creating warmth, thus melting the snow, thus creating moisture to run down. And then when it hits the eaves, it freezes, builds up a dam, and that's when all the trouble begins. So that's what we watch for right now. We make sure our gutters are clear and the water is flowing out because the perimeter of the house is warm. And that keeps the soil a little warm. It keeps the frost away from it. So if water wants to run down and it finds that area, it'll run right down alongside your house and you could get water in your basement. In Minnesota, a lot of houses have basements, and that's sometimes a problem. So the best thing you can do is have a slope from your house. Make sure the ground slopes away from the house and that your gutters have 6 to 8 feet of run going away from your house. So that's what I do, and that's what we watch for. So that's just a little something we do in Minnesota on a early spring as it just came upon us. We're looking forward to it. It's been colder than whatever, but we got lots of snow to get rid of now. And the snow is melting. That's a good thing. All right, y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.